Hello, everybody, and welcome to Great North Adventures Podcast, Episode 14. Today is Friday, October 11th, 2019, and this is the weekly review of my motorcycle trip from the Arctic Ocean to the Antarctic Ocean. If the podcast sounds different again this week, it's because I'm on my third set of headphones on the trip, so hopefully these ones have good sound quality. The odometer reading this week, can't do that anymore because the odometer broke. It's trying to figure it out at the moment, but it's the cable spins, the odometer spins, but it's probably 1,000 times slower than it normally should. So for every kilometer, it does probably like 100 meters or something like that. So we're dealing with that at the moment. The overview this week, we started in San Tomas in Peru, and we ended up in Huaraz, still in Peru. We had lots of hilarious sights this week that you'll only see down here in South America, or maybe even just especially Peru. Stunning scenery again this week. I'm running out of adjectives to describe everything, but super duper again. And everything was just amazing. And one of the kind of highlights, but I'll add it in the overview, I lost Dashboard Jesus on Sunday going up this big steep hill. I heard the glass bottle he was contained in break and fall away, and on Thursday I found my little Jesus stashed in the wires on my in my bike, so he doesn't want to leave me. We're still covered with luck. So some of the highlights, after leaving San Tomas, so the day after the last podcast, we saw a few kind of hilarious things, and I'll just list them in order. It was a great day. We saw this guy on a motorcycle, and he had kind of potato sacks for saddlebags, and he had a pig stuffed in each saddlebag, so that was hilarious. We saw a family cocaine manufacturing operation. We saw a baby wielding a machete, two bull cows fighting in the street at a cattle auction, a lady carrying a bag filled of guinea pigs, presumably for eating, and a guy getting an over-the-pants handy right beside our hostel when we were walking in. So that was a really good, really fun day. We met some good folks this week. Luigi from a hostel in Cajamarca, sweet dude, hilarious guy, and hung out with him for a night. And then we met some super drunk older dudes we had beers with in Payasque. And it's just this middle-of-nowhere town, 3,000 meters up in the Andes. You know, couple hundred houses maybe, and these dudes were just drinking up a storm, listening to terrible Peruvian flute music, and yeah, they were a lot of fun. All the driving again was super epic this week. The words that I'll use to describe them: canyons, mountains, dirt highways, and switchbacks. Those are my descriptors for this week. But it was super funny. We decided to take a secondary road and then connect with the, quote, main highway. And this is what we're getting our information off Google Maps or Maps.me. And we found more paved sections on the secondary road than we did on the, quote, main highway. So that was interesting, but still got us where we needed to go and took us through canyons and mountains and all the good stuff. So a couple lowlights, not much this week, but got to complain about something. So we were driving basically all day, every day, 6 or 8 hours, and not going nowhere. We'd do 150 to 200 Ks over those 6 to 8 hours. But as the crow flies, we'd probably only drive about 50 Ks, because all we were doing was going left and right, up and down mountains. We'd go up to 4,000 meters, down to 2,000 meters, up to 4,000 meters, down to 2,000 meters. And by the time it's over, you've gone nowhere really fast. And got stung in the neck by a bee, so found out we're not allergic to bees. My mom would be happy about that because I don't have an EpiPen. And yeah, so all is good in the world down here. The scariest moment this week: took a bunch of dirt tracks for a few days and finally got on like a real highway with pavement and no potholes and anything like that. So kind of opened her up a little bit, and was going around a big looping corner. Probably 80 Ks-ish, and I guess the road was a bit too moist for my tires, and the rear end started to slide out, so just hammered the steering to the left, straightened her out. Luckily nobody was coming the other way, and avoided any incidents there, but came pretty close to crashing pretty good. So now we know, wet roads, simmer down. Lots of critters this week. Things like, saw ducks today. You don't notice that you see ducks at home all the time until you don't see them for a while, and it's like, oh dear, that's a duck. So ducks made it in. Saw a small fish eagle. There's lots of frogs up in the mountains here because it gets, if you're high enough, you're basically in the clouds. It gets wet every day, whether it's raining or cloudy or something. So lots of frogs live up there. Some rabbits. I found a stick bug on my tent, second of the trip. And again, second of the trip, we saw a tarantula on the road. So very diverse, very interesting critters this week. Finally, happy to say, got out fishing again. Went out today. Braden was feeling a bit under the weather, so I decided I was going to go out and do a bit of adventuring in the mountains. We're right beside a national park in the Cordillera Blanca. It's called Huascarán National Park, Huascarán. And lots of little rivers, lots of little lakes, so drove up on the bike, talked to a few people, sussed out a little river that we could find some fish in. Did about a 4 or 5K hike in till the river kind of leveled out and wasn't descending too rapidly, so the pools were deeper and slower and more suitable for fish habitat. And first cast, hooked into a little guy, ended up taking 8, putting them all back, obviously, but first kind of Peruvian Andes trout, really cool, great scenery, 6,000 meter mountains in the background, glaciers on them, so... All in all, a good outing, and happy to be cast on the fly rod again. Wasn't too rusty, so that's good. Not too much bike maintenance this week. The electricity's working, so that's been a big weight off my shoulders. Happy to get that all sussed out. Clean the air filter as usual. My sleeping mat developed a pinhole leak, so it took me a little while to get it figured out, but. Filled the mat actually with water and then just kind of left it upside down and kind of waited to see where the drip started occurring and, you know, did it to the other side. And so found the hole, patched it up. So have yet to, had it inflated yesterday, but I've yet to actually sleep on it. So we won't really know if I've repaired it well enough until that's done, but we are hopeful with fingers crossed right now that that's done. And I cleaned the visor on my helmet. And the only reason that I'm mentioning that is because I found out that I just got two little clips that I just push back and the whole visor pops right out. So I've been 5 months on the road and just figuring out that my visor clips out with the easiest system ever. I've been hating the helmet so much and now it's like, oh, well, that makes sense. So duh to me, and happy we still got, I guess, 2 months for me to clean my visor in the easy way. So, yeah, all is good in the bike maintenance world there as well. So the final thought this week, we've had a kind of a word that we've been using to describe Peru this week. My friends in Banff have heard it a lot, and it's getting kind of gaining traction around the world these days, but Peru is very artisanal. It's everything's been kind of slapped together by hand, and, you know, mom and pop built it, let's say that. So that's it for this week. Hope everybody enjoyed. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you all soon. Bye-bye-bye.